Seeing more volume on the outer loop as you leave Route 7 headed down toward Route 50 and Arlington Boulevard within a delay. As you leave Route 7 headed toward I-66, we had the work in the left lane that may now be clear. Westbound on Route 7 after Pimmett Drive, you're under police direction for the crash scene there. If you're traveling westbound on I-66, seeing more volume as you leave the Beltway headed out toward 123 with your travel lanes reported to be open and available. Northbound I-95 off and on the brakes anywhere between Garrisonville and Newington as you head toward the Springfield Interchange. Southbound slows as you make your way past Dale City headed down toward Dumfries. If you're traveling on I-395, looking pretty smooth between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge in Virginia. But in the district, southbound 395 delays leaving I-695 headed on to the Southwest Freeway toward the Case Bridge, which the travel lanes reported to be open. Eastbound I-695 as you head toward the outbound 11th Street Bridge. That's where we had the right lane block for the work zone. And if you're northbound on DC 295, delays solid approaching Pennsylvania Avenue toward Burroughs Avenue, where the right side was blocked for the work zone. BW Parkway southbound headed toward 197. The single right lane gets you through the work zone there. Northbound I-95 now off and on the brakes anywhere between, at this point, 198 and 32, which your travel lanes open as you head past the Howard County rest area. Traveling on southbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, this is between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road. They have the left lane getting by the work zone there. And if you're traveling on Georgia Avenue and Wheaton, southbound at Windham Lane, the left lane gets you by the work zone, so watch out for that. Otherwise, back in the district, if you're traveling on East Capitol Street, as you head past RFK Stadium, may have one stop on the roadway there, so watch out for that. Sometimes a virtual visit is all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/eVisit. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.